Laddie daddy, rockin' on a party. Nailed it. Nailed
Snoop Dogg was a big part of that and one thing last night that I was watching too.
Snoop's getting pretty good at the commentary game, man.
Is he? Or is he just... Here's the thing. Like, it's, what is Snoop? What is it? Come on. What is he really doing? Here's, he smokes weed and he crip walks everywhere and then...
Here's what I mean, though, is that he gives... I'm not saying he's super knowledgeable in all this stuff, but he still knows it because he's super into football. Like, he coaches his son's football team.
He's a big football, peewee football kind of a guy.
So it's like I wouldn't go to Snoop for all the stats and, you know, a breakdown of the plays, but he still knows enough where I kind of enjoy hearing a guy who's baked out of his mind say funny things while watching the game.
Here's the thing. So last time I saw him commentating was during the Mike Tyson fight, the one –
Yeah.
What was it, last year or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, it has got too much swag. There's too much swagger in the commentary for me to like, I like my Snoop Dogg just with just, Snoop Dogg by himself, and I like boxing just by, I don't need the two together. I don't know.
You upset because you didn't understand the lingo? You were like,
I don't know what he's saying.
Is this some new lingo that I'm not familiar with, or is it
like
just...
I shouldn't like be wanting to get high during a boxing match because Snoop Dogg's commentating and...
His Olympic commentary was amazing. I will say that. His Olympic stuff was just... Because you got Snoop talking about, like, the luge and
you know what's great about Snoop, too?
What?
Is, like, he literally can say anything he wants, and it's just like, it's Snoop.
It's,
you know,
Snoop.
Like,
it's perfect.
It's Snoop Dogg, you know?
It's perfect.
That's awesome. When you're to that status where you're just like, I can do whatever I want, basically.
He's best friends with Martha Stewart. He's stoned all the time, and it's Snoop. It's just what it is. It is what it is, man.
You know what I think it is, too? I think it's because everybody smokes weed, and a lot of the people that, you know, do but don't admit it, you know, look at Snoop, and they're like, oh, okay, I can relate to this guy.
I get this. This makes sense.
It was kind of laugh around him, you know, like, I smoke weed, too, but I can't tell anyone.
Snoop, you just live your life, man.
I'm a lot like you, Snoop.
Anyway, well, enough about Snoop. I didn't plan on going that long on Snoop Dogg, but we got to get to your rock news and rock history featuring Snoop.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. And, by the way, we're going to be there today, 11-1, for your first live Screaming Yellow Summer broadcast. Dude, I am so excited. Stay tuned for more details. But long story short, we got bonus entries for the Ultimate Entertainment Prize Package during our live broadcast, and you want to miss out. So today,
giving away something at the end of the summer, and it's pretty sweet. Dude, today's your first day, so don't blow it.
Amazing. So, yeah, stick around for details on that. And more importantly, join us at AIR today from 11 to 1. And drop off your car if you need to. I take my truck there once a week because I'm very, very hard on it. Old Black Beauty, she gets there. Damn it, I had a story. Where's it at? I lost it. Oh, here it is. Here it is, which is just kind of crazy, too, because this guy needs
to
hang
it up.
This
is crazy.
I love him, but I think it's time for him to hang it up. David Lee Roth was cornered by Fox News the other day upon his return to Los Angeles International Airport from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where he performed at a birthday party. Roth, who hasn't performed in public since 2020, hints that he's not done yet.
There's always a tomorrow for a singer. Not so much for a trombone player. How many times did Rocky retire? Seven?
A lot.
How many times did Rambo have to come out of retirement in order to make the sequel? Like I said, I'm only in the middle of my first retirement.
I like that he compares himself to Rocky and Rambo.
You know,
like the first.
He kind of sounds like the dude a little bit.
A little bit. He was also asked about the proposed Van Halen tribute tour in which he, Alex Van Halen, and Michael Anthony would be joined by guest guitarists such as Joe Satriani and Toto's Steve Lukather. He said, quote, I wrote the songs. I was the one who named the band. When he pushed further, he had a quote, I'm at the point now where I'm making sure the entire world knows I'm not talking. Last October, Roth announced his retirement and pulled out of his House of Blues in Las Vegas residency this past January, where it were his final dates. So, okay, maybe he got a little bit of rest, getting a little antsy in his David Roth pantsy, and he's like, all right, yeah, I want to get out there, man. I want to get back out there.
It's weird you saying David Roth.
Oh, instead of David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Like David Roth. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. It's the same guy.
But excuse me, Mr. Roth.
Mr. Roth. Mr. David Diamond, David Lee Roth. But who knows? Maybe we'll see more from him. He's hinting at it. Maybe he's just pulling our chains, but we'll just have to wait and see for old Diamond.
What do you think? If you were to put some money on it.
I don't think he will. I think it's a lot of
I don't think so either.
Peacocking, posturing, if you will. But maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, never say never, I guess.
Maybe
so.
A little too much cobble wobble
A little too much. All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
A big day for metal fans. On this day in 1970, Black Sabbath's self-titled first LP was released in the U.S. Nice. It first came out in the U.K. in February of 1970, and then here in the U.S., our first taste of Ozzy and Iommi and the rest of the guys. And a lot of people credit Black Sabbath as like, the first heavy metal band. Now, there's a lot of bands out there, but Sabbath coming out, like, this was dark and brooding and heavy. And, I mean, hell, Tony Iommi had to tune down his guitars, I think, a step. So that's why he had that really dark, brooding sound after he cut the tips of his fingers off. So last day on his job at the mill, I always tell this story. Tony Iommi, before he was like, I'm done working, I'm going to be in a band. He chopped off the tips of his fingers on his playing hand, like I think his index, middle, and ring. And like right before, like his last day of work, before he's going to play. And they're like,
I'm glad he wasn't like, yeah, maybe this is a sign.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I shouldn't.
No, they put some pads on top, but to make playing easier, they tuned down his guitar, which gave it that darker, brooding Black Sabbath sound. So, love it, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Glad he got injured and then got better. So, all right, there you go.
Dark.
That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.